Item number 12 is the quarterly update and reserve analysis overview.
So with that, we always provide an update on our anticipated reserve balance, year-end reserve balances. So with the $4.3 million deficit that we are anticipating, of that, about $895,000 we're expecting to come from the RAP reserve, $2.9 million from our capital hospital structure reserve, and just $541,000 from our general surplus reserve. So we take these expected balances here, or I'm sorry, the expected balance of our surplus reserve after the 2021 year-end contribution, and put that against our known 2022 items. Some of these were spelled out in the budget. I think the new one here that I'd like to point out is this $3.7 million in the COGS renovation and relocation cost that we spoke to earlier. So with all of these known reserve items in 2022, which again, we hope are on the conservative side, but it's there's a lot of unknown items still to get through in 2022. We're expecting a future reserve balance of $10 million, $14,236 in balance. And so that brings us very close to that statutory minimum where balances above $10,000 are able to be used for, at the board's discretion, for any mental health purpose. Any amount below $10 million is only able to be used to cover deficits.
Okay. Questions, comments? Back to you, Jody.